Well, Trump's call to stop Muslims from coming into the United States is getting a lot of attention on social media. Anti and pro-Trump hashtags and memes have taken off. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg declared his site a safe space for Muslims. There was also a hacking attack on one of Trump's websites. Joining us to take a look at the weekend news online is Femi Oke. She hosts the stream on Al Jazeera English. Femi, welcome back to Here and Now.
Thanks so much, Eric.
So the Donald dominated much of the online conversation this week. What's some of the most interesting reactions you saw on social media to his call to ban Muslims?
I love this campaign. It's a look for the hashtag Muslim American Faces. Muslims around the world, particularly in the United States, are posting pictures of themselves as normal, everyday Americans. Fancy that. They just happen to be Muslims. And there are picture after picture of really positive portrayals of what Muslims and who Muslims are in the United States. Let me give you one example here. This is from Alex Safe Cummings. And I quote Alex here. "We're not bad folks. We just wear long shirts from time to time. Great family picture, or wearing a particularly beautiful outfit." So you'll see this sort of outpouring of, this is what a Muslim is in America, and you shouldn't be scared.
The guy who started that hashtag, Muslim American Faces, said, "I don't think a hashtag can change the world. My goal is to simply remind people that, you know, we're talking about real people here." So it seemed like a powerful and effective tool.
It really was. A friend of mine who is a Muslim and is quite a force on Twitter, called Wajahat Ali, said, "It's great. There are all these pictures out there and people are saying, I'm a surgeon and I do this and I do that." And he said, "It's a great dating site now. Look for hashtag Muslim American Faces. Your future wife, your future husband could be out there."
Classic social media. But Trump this week said other things that got people angry, including the assertion that there are these kind of no-go zones for police in London. Here he is on MSNBC.
"They have sections in Paris that are radicalized where the police refuse to go there. They're petrified. We have places in London and other places that are so radicalized that the police are afraid for their own lives."
Femi, the mayor of London, Boris Johnson, responded to that, saying Trump is, quote, "betraying a stupefying ignorance." And there was other reaction online. Tell us about that.
There's so many memes now with Donald Trump and Boris Johnson in the same meme. And the quote here from Boris Johnson, which is flying around the internet, is, "The only reason I wouldn't go to some parts of New York is the risk of meeting Donald Trump." Now, Boris Johnson is equally as colourful, eccentric, loud as Donald Trump. So you'll see in pictures of Boris Johnson's rather flamboyant hairstyle next to Donald Trump's equally as flamboyant hairstyle. And they're taking each other on in memes on Twitter and Facebook right now. Also, that assertion that there are radical parts of the UK that are no-go areas, British Twitter sort of rallied around this with hashtag Trump Facts, making fun of Donald Trump. There's one with a picture of the Queen wearing a beautiful headscarf. And Reese's or Huck says, "Britain is so radicalized that the Queen now wears a hijab instead of a crown." Typical British snark, or sarcasm, as we say in the UK.
Right. And there was other reaction this week, Femi, correct? Including an online petition to bar Donald Trump from visiting the UK.
There's a government website where you can actually put a petition on. And if you get more than 10,000 signatures, then Parliament will consider having that debate. And right now, that petition is over 500,000 people who literally want to ban Donald Trump from the UK. There have been people who have been banned from the UK for hate speech. I doubt that this will actually happen. I think the UK will just ridicule Donald Trump mercilessly, and he may just not want to turn up for that reason alone.
But Femi, Trump, of course, sort of feeds on some level off all of this controversy. In many ways, isn't a strong reaction just what the Donald wants?
See, there is a phrase in social media, and the idea is, whatever you do, don't feed the trolls. So let me just show you this little at Real Donald Trump tweet. In reaction to all of the reaction that he got, this is what Donald Trump says. "The United Kingdom is trying hard to disguise their massive Muslim problem. Everybody is wise to what is happening. Very sad. Be honest." So, do you know what we did? We just did, Eric? We just fed the troll a little appetizer there. And I'm upset about that. We should just stop talking about
this. We are guilty.
Yeah, guilty. We just fed the Trump.
Femi Okeh hosts The Stream on Al Jazeera English. She's been speaking about the online reaction to Donald Trump's proposal to prevent Muslims from entering the U.S. Femi, thank you.
You're welcome, Eric.